He's supporting you, nursing you, helping you.
El te va a nutrir, te va a dar todo.
How he's playing?
Mira cómo, mira ahí cómo es el Dios, ¿no? Juega.
Pasa.
Sí.
She say she's very new in the spiritual path.
No, no, not new.
No, él es nuevo.
¿Por qué?
It is not new. No eres
you
nuevo.
You have some love and affection.
Tú tienes mucho amor y afecto.
You love anyone.
Tú lo amas
you
a
todos. You love anyone?
Tú amas a todos.
Have you dog?
A tu perro.
Have you dog? You love dog?
Tú amas a tu perro.
Sí, no tengo perro, pero.
You have any children?
Sí, yesterday she came with Charlie.
The little
okay. You love that your child?
Tú amas a tu
so you have love for Krishna also.
Así como amas a tu perro y también amas a tu hijo.
You'll have to give up one day your dog and child and everything. This world
algún
and
día dejas a tu perro
one day
hijo
you'll have
mundo,
to give up, you know?
Y te entregarás totalmente a él.
Love in this world is not permanent.
El amor en este mundo no es permanente.
But Krishna love is permanent.
Pero el amor por Krishna es permanente.
So you should try to love him.
Así que trata de amarlo. ¿Y sabes cómo amas? Amando a su representante. El guru es el único que te da la...
Born and word.
After Janma Kahamata.
I was born in India. On the bank of sacred Ganges.
In which year?
In about 1922.
In the bank of sacred Ganges. In any city?
Yes, not city, but nearer to Kashi or Varanasi city.
And you originally, your family belongs to that what, which religion?
Yeah. My father and mother were religious person. They were in Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya.
That's a
that is the Upasak of Lakshmi Narayan.
You lead like a movement called Vaishnava.
Yes.
Vaishnava.
My father and mother was also Vaishnava.
Oh, they were also too?
Vaishnava.
But they were not, they did not belong to the movement, Hare Krishna.
Aap jis sansa se sambandhit hai, usse unka sambandh tha ki nahi?
Tha.
Yes.
They did belong to the movement?
Yes, same philosophy.
Same
philosophy.
Okay. How would you define, you are a member of the Hare Krishna movement, right?
Oh. I was in service, obviously. After marriage, I was married. And after marriage, I was a government officer. Government officer.
Uh-huh. Before marriage is marriage?
No, after marriage. I joined government service.
Uh-huh.
And after 2-3 years, a Vaishnava from our Gurudev, Hare Krishna movement.
I don't understand.
Abhi Prashna Maharaj.
So when I was in service, sannyasi.
He's telling you how he joined the Hare Krishna movement.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in service, some preacher of Hare Krishna movement.
Like Mr. Narayan.
About 1942-43.
In that year,
they came to me.
42 or 45.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me and I listened from him. I heard all these things, that I am not this physical body. I am eternal servant of Krishna.
Before 1942,
42 not, 45 about.
Okay, before that year, you weren't a member of the Hare Krishna, then? You didn't?
Yes, I was a member, but not actively involved in missionary activities.
Yes.
Okay. So
that time he became completely 100% dedicated to all the missionary activities.
Okay.
In an organized way. But before, also a member, but not actively involved in missionary activities.
Actually, I joined this mission in 46.
Fully.
But
before that,
I had some association of these sacred sannyasis.
They were like missionaries coming around and speaking, and then he became so attractive to fully dedicate, like becoming full-time.
They were disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Who's going to translate?
I will help you.
Yes.
Later on to write down all this.
Okay. Now we're going to more interesting questions. What is your concept of God?
Bhagwan ke vishay mein aap kya vichar rakhte hain?
Those who has created this world, those who is managing everything in this world.
Who's managing?
Operating, managing everything.
Like G-O-D. The generator of whole world, operator of whole world, and destructor of whole world. He is God who gives knowledge. He supports us in our mother womb. He controls sea, sun, and everything. And he is everywhere in all souls.
So he is not like a separate spiritual being from the human being, whole world
and also separate. Both.
Okay.
He has power to do that, like this.
Both inside of all also and
also.
Also. He has all kinds of power.
Is this God good or bad?
Is he good? Is God good or bad?
It is always for good, not for bad. He is so merciful.
So if he is good, why there is so much pain and violence and suffering and maldad? Why people are bad?
Because Krishna is so merciful that he has given some
independence
to these souls. That they can do good and bad both.
Yeah, then he has given independence, so we can make a choice to do good or bad.
But
is his mercy.
He has right reserved that if you are doing good, he will give you benediction, or if you are doing bad, then he will punish you.
In this life?
Yes.
Any life.
In this life also?
That is why?
Because, for example, in other religions, they say punishment will come after our physical death.
Yes.
You're saying that this God will give you benediction if you're good, and punishment if you're bad?
Yes.
Yes.
During this life?
In this life also? And if it is not sufficient, then after this birth also.
In this life and others.
Yes.
So even though that you just said that God is inside everybody.
Yes.
Even though that some people can be bad.
He is in the body.
Put God aside or something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Like
if
a
God
criminal?
Is in everybody, people can still do bad. Even God is in their heart.
That is I am telling. He is like a judge
Judge,
you know?
Witness.
Mm-hmm.
He is witnessing.
Like a consciousness?
Yes. He is separate from souls, but witness only. Watching what they are doing. Sometimes giving some suggestion that you should do good. But it depends on souls that they are taking the suggestion of God or not.
So it's like a kind of interior voice, what we call consciousness. Mm-hmm. Swami, what is the purpose of your visit here in Costa Rica? I understand you've been helping people, counseling, and...
My business is that we are not this body, physical body.
We human beings are not this physical body.
Mm-hmm.
But we are part and parcel of God. The embodiment of God is ananda.
Happiness.
So,
The place where God is?
The God, He is embodiment of bliss, ananda, pleasure.
So
God is the embodiment of pleasure?
Pleasure, yes.
Happiness.
Unhappiness.
And we are part and parcel of God, so we also want to be always
happy.
In
so
this world,
mm-hmm.
in this world, we don't want to be old, but we'll have to be old. We don't want to die, but we'll have to die. In this world there are so many suffering and sorrow, but we don't want, but yet desire. So, to free from this and eternally, we want to be happy forever. Then you'll have to serve God.
Then we have to
serve God, service to God.
To chant, to serve. So we have come. This is called Vedic knowledge and Vedic culture.
Mm-hmm.
This knowledge is called Vedic knowledge. And Vedic culture.
So we have come to give this mission that you should be also always try to be happy. Cross miserable this birth and death, sorrow and suffering.
You have to be happy in spite
of
all.
You will overcome all difficulties, just become happy by serving God. This is
realizing that we are soul, we are not this body, and we are eternal servant of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you are realizing in this human body, then okay, otherwise you'll have to go again in this birth and death.
I know.
when you said God is the embodiment of pleasure and happiness, of pleasure and happiness, do you mean, for example, where there is no happiness, there is sorrow, there is no God?
And there is no happiness in this world, then God is not there.
But
God is there only witness.
Witnessing only, watching.
He is Anandamaya. And one of his manifestation, his witness, surely he is not witness.
He has the manifestation who is in the heart of all, witnessing the happiness and distress that we are trying to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not, he himself is always happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my question maybe is not very clear yet. When you say God is the embodiment of pleasure and happiness,
yes.
What happens in unhappiness? For example, in a person who is very unhappy, there is no God in there?
God is there.
Mm-hmm.
And he is always happy.
Like a
and he wants to make that soul happy. That is why he is there.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that he is not unhappy, he wants to help them. That is why he is.
So he is sometimes like more active than all the time inside every day.
He never changes his mood. Always in one mood.
Mm-hmm.
Always happy. Like playing on foot, dancing, singing, making others like this.
Mm-hmm. You are going to talk about Bhakti Yoga?
Yes.
Could you give me a description? I know it's a very complex thing, but something we can use for the paper, you know, like, I would like to have your most accurate description. What is Bhakti Yoga?
Bhakti Yoga means, if there are two things, then
to connect them
is Bhakti Yoga. There are two things, we jiva soul and
God
the
supreme
personality of Godhead. There are two things.
Mm-hmm.
To connect both is Bhakti Yoga.
Every individual with God.
Yeah.
If there is no two things, there is no Bhakti Yoga.
But there are always two things.
Like soul and Him.
God.
We have forgotten Krishna, God. So to connect them again and to be happy, so this is called Bhakti Yoga.
The chanting of the Hare Krishna helps this.
Yes, helps this.
But it's not the only way. It's not the only way to connect.
These are of so many kinds. Chanting, remembering, meditating. These are all including Bhakti Yoga.
Chanting, meditating, and
hearing about God,
yeah. Worshipping,
hearing,
listening,
speaking,
yeah.
Like we are doing,
like
praying,
everything to God. This is called bhakti. By this process, we can see Krishna, God.
Mm-hmm.
We can meet with Krishna, and we will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 + 1 becomes 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 + 3 becomes 4. Never becomes 1. So we are not Brahma like 1. We cannot be Brahma. But here, any jiva can meet with Krishna and serve with Krishna. This is called Bhakti Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga means to plus.
Mm-hmm. So the way, would you say that the way to happiness for someone, which is what everybody is looking for, is to...
Like this, if a man is dying, or dead. A man is dead.
Mm-hmm.
A son of mother, mother son has died. Mother is so suffering and weeping. If anyone go to her, he will feel some pain in her heart. But if he is going to anyone who is happy, always happy, and he is full in all things, then also he can be happy.
I didn't understand it.
He's giving you an example. If a child is dead, then his mother is crying.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to that mother, you will also feel distress and sorrow.
Uh-huh.
Similarly, if you go to a person who is happy, who has everything in himself,
laughing, making joy,
you also become happy by going to that person.
So Krishna is fullest happy. So if you will meet him, you will be happy. This is the truth.
Krishna, God is happy, so you go to him, link up, Bhakti
mm-hmm.
Yoga, you become
mm-hmm.
happy.
Mm-hmm. And what about the linking of the difference between the human beings?
आपस में एक मानव दूसरे मानव से व्यवहार करके क्या प्रसन्न रह सकते हैं, कैसे खुश रह सकते हैं एक दूसरे के साथ व्यवहार करके?
If they have no link with Krishna or God, by meeting one human to another, they cannot be happy. For some time, for momentary, they can realize pleasure, but they cannot be happy because they will have to. If one will die, then they will be in sorrow.
If they are not linked to Krishna,
yes. No happiness.
They won't be happy
together. Yes.
If they are thinking that I am servant of God, he is also servant of God, she is also God's servant, then we can have some
happiness.
Without this, we will quarrel, battle will come, and world will be
destroyed.
Mm-hmm. It is still not clear for me what is a Vaishnava. It's a disciple. What is a Vaishnava?
Vaishnava means God. In our religion, God is called Vishnu because he is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's the same as Krishna.
Yes,
same. Krishna is shape of Vishnu. Same. So he is everywhere, so he is called Vishnu because he is everywhere. So those who follow, those who serve that Vishnu, they are called Vaishnavas.
What's the difference between Vaishnavas and Hare Krishna?
Another name.
But there is some
gradation.
Can you tell us for a second? Julio and Ed tell me Hindu.
You can tell.
I would like to listen to this. I know that I have until 6 to interview you. I would like to listen to one of your talks, your speech, because I know I'll come up with more questions.
If you would like to listen to one of your classes, then she has a better idea what you are.
This is like
But class will be only on one subject.
Oh, yeah, one that you've given to other people, whatever, to get more complete information for the interview.
If anyone, we have heard till 50 or more than that years, always listening.
For 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, doing. And that is why we are some expert, little expert in these things.
For
so
50 years he has been listening
and practicing.
Listening, practicing,
way of life,
delivering
speech.
You know Costa Rica is a Catholic country?
What?
It is Catholic, Christian country here.
Yes, I know.
Many religions.
We have some sympathy for them.
Uh-huh.
They are like in the same thing. They also have faith on God. We have also faith on God.
But do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Aap mante hain ko Jesus Christ ko?
Yes. Iman.
But not as the Son of God.
Bhagwan ke putr ke roop mein?
Yes, we are all son of God, no harm. But he was some
advanced.
Like a prophet?
Like a prophet.
Like Sadhu.
Yes.
Acharya.
Mm-hmm. But not the concept we have in Catholicism that he's like the actual
representative.
We
think also representative. No, we also.
Yeah.
The same idea.
Mm-hmm. But you don't adore him, and
we adore him.
Jesus Christ? Like
yeah.
The son
yes,
of Christ
yes,
would
yes.
be then?
Yeah, son of God, yeah.
But he's telling me like he would be like a son of God, like everyone.
No,
God
we are
God.
Also, but he has fully realized that relationship.
He's telling him to be superior than all general beings.
Yes.
Jesus.
He had come to taught Jesus,
to
teach all others, to have a faith on God, and thus you can serve whole humanity in this relation. You should be so merciful to all. This is good. But we want to progress more in this. Want to serve him practically.
You also think the same about other prophets like Muhammad?
There are some different
gradations.
Gradation.
Level.
That is, I want to clear that now Christianity, they think this body is myself. And they serve this physical body. And they think that I'm serving this body, I'm serving God. But
they get that.
The Christians say by serving the body, supplying facility, food, everything, I'm doing service to God.
But we think that if he is serving and helping soul to serve Krishna of God, then he is more superior.
To look after the benefit of the soul is more superior than looking after the benefits of the body.
We don't want any benediction from God that give me bread and butter only. And we should be happy in this world. We don't want. We want from God that we should have a realization of pure soul that we are eternal servant of the Krishna. And we want to serve Krishna in all means. Here in this world, by body, mind, soul, everything, and after liberation we will serve for eternally to him. Like friends, like father, mother, to son, or to a beloved
lover.
In these three ways.
So if you see, this is my last question, if you have you see someone very physically sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a way you can help him. Do you still think that it's priority to help the soul than the body?
Or we want to serve this body, physical body also, but this is not main thing. We know that his soul is now have a very bad disease. He has forgotten himself that who is he. So we should help him to know that who is he. He is the eternal servant. And then every disease and all suffering sorrow will go automatically.
Yes.
So if anyone has a physically difficult situation, then it is not that we neglect that, but we want to try to help them understand that the priority is the relationship that the soul has with Krishna, with God. Yeah. Unless we understand that, there is no benefit in taking care of the soul.
They will be again, if again sick, they again die, again birth, again suffering and sorrow will come. But by this process, forever this whole problem will be solved.
We will become liberated from birth and death.
Really, it's physical.
Yes.
Did he say this very sick man has forgotten who he is?
Yeah, he has forgotten that he is eternal servant of Allah.
That is a real sickness, he's saying.
He has forgotten who he is.
The relationship with God.
That is why this body is like a cloth.
Covering.
Mm-hmm.
If you will giving soap and clearing always, but one day it will be worn and torn and it will be finished. But it is for the sake of only body. So this body is only for the sake and for cultivating our worldly service to Godhead.
Okay, Swami, you know this is 6 and
yes, I will have to go to class.
We're going to share in the future later. Yeah.
If you want to participate in our class tonight, you can.
Yeah, I think.
Or you can come tomorrow.
Tomorrow is another public conference.
Tomorrow we have a public conference here in the cultural center, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after we have here a public conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you have time, you can come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I have to write these before
yes.
Tomorrow too, but also thank you very much for your
very
time.
Kashi.
Also, thank
also,
you.
Also, Kashi, if you have more, you want to understand more, he can speak with you or
yes,
else.
I need some background.
He will give some
clarification.
Uh-huh.
You can give
him
some book also.
Yeah, my coworker can give me a book and he can give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to see his someone told me you were doing like counseling to people that, well, I understand this is private, but if possible, I would like to see.
What?
You like to see when some person come to you, ask for blessings or any help.
I would like to see you.
Someone just there, out there. She wants to see how you are helping better people.
Yes.
So you can sit here.
Yeah, can I do that?
For 5 minutes, some person want to come, you can watch.
But
yeah,
now
I'm
we right. Should go to class.
Yeah.
Because
right.
It will be too late.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll be around. Okay.
Learn fast. All the men establish truth. And if you are satisfied in that, you can easily help. Especially in as to that,
you can help.
But you will have to be established in that truth. You will have to know Gita, the essence of Gita, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, what is chanting? What is remembering, how we can be happy in this life and after that life. Then practically you can preach in every universities and everywhere.
Spiritually. She is studying in South America, Indians, original Indians, they did a healing.
Healing?
So she wants to
जब
know
कोई बीमार होता है तो उसको ठीक करने के लिए चोट वोट लगने पर तो वो जो आध्यात्मिक या मंत्रों के द्वारा उस विचार इस बारे में आप क्या विचार करते हैं क्या ऐसा ठीक है करना चाहिए
But by this you cannot be happy for it. Momentarily we can feel happiness or you can have collect some money. But
no,
really you cannot.
To help people.
That's what
help this temporary help. Very little, very little.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are doing, they are also suffering.
Okay.
I know the experts of these things, but also they are suffering, they are not happy. So try to chant, remember, and be happy. This is more healing and more everything. By this doing, you will be happy forever. You can help others. You are not this physical body, you know. This. Then what will be the healing of this body?
The healing of the spirit.
A spirit, you should know that who am I, then you will know. Otherwise, nothing.
She just came yesterday, first day coming.
She chants. I want to give her to first let her be honor and sabda for this. Keep it. If he likes, then otherwise don't give. Don't give anyone forcibly. He should, she should understand what is this thing. If you are chanting, remembering God, you are listening to Harikatha. Harikatha means pastimes of God. Then God will be very happy, and thus your suffering, sorrows, all kinds of rogue
diseases,
also these, everything will be solved. Otherwise, no. So, I want that. I want to help you that you should please God, who is everywhere, in you also, here also. If he chant, he will know that, oh, he is calling. And then he will himself help, support, nourish, nourishing us. This is called Bhakti Yoga. We have come from God. Now we are separated. And we are now forgetting him. But by chanting, remembering, we'll again know him, our soul, who am I. And then we will be connected to him forever and will be happy forever.
This is Maharaj. This is Haripriya. Haripriya, students in Costa Rica. And she wanted to ask you a question.
Yes,
she
can.
I'm observing very much. I will translate. That she feels a special relationship with Samarani as her mother. But she also wants to take shiksha from you.
Yes.
As initiated by Paramadvaiti.
No harm. No harm.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
You can have an eternal relationship with Samarani.
Samarani ji se bahut prabhavit hui hain, chahti hain ki janm janm mein unka saath milta rahe nitya kal ke liye.
You should pray to Krishna that his association should be available for you, but you will have to serve Krishna. She will help you.
Hola.
Object and aim should be that we should start conjugal. Anyone helping in this way, he is called Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru.
What it is? Or to come to the temple and prepare to go for the program. It is part of this. Probably he can translate.
What? What she's telling?
She's saying that the devotees taught her to be the servant of the servant of the servant.
Oh, so she's trying to connect what you're saying.
Huh?
She's trying to connect what you just answered her about that she should serve Krishna. And
she would taught if she serves the devotee, who's serving the devotee, then eventually she...
That is very good. Very good idea. Very good idea.
Daddy.
You can say. But the devotee should be advanced. If the devotee is not advanced, he cannot help you.
come to the program, we should come to the temple now and find direction how to get there. Because program starts in 20 minutes.
Yes, we have to go. Light in our Swarup, Jivar Swarup and Nitya Krishnada. So, all souls, they have Krishna Prem in their Swarup, but like potency.
Not active.
When the mercy of Krishna himself or the mercy of any pure devotee comes there, then it can first sprout Krishna Prem like Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi and Gaum, and then Prem can be seen there. Like if the seed is kept on a stone, no sprout, nothing, no fruit. But if water is given and that seed is planted in a very good soil, fertile soil, and if water and air is there, then it will sprout and it will change in a very big tree and fruits will come there. Otherwise not. So something is there in Jivasvarupa, and something makes that potency from Swarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, and then mixing it becomes vivid.
I ask this question because for translation, for the English to the Spanish, first with Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, they say the love of Krishna. Or sometimes it's in Spanish, it's translated, it maybe love comes for Krishna to the jiva, and sometimes
no.
It's the jiva develop love for the Lord.
No. It is actually in this Swarup of jiva, like in potency. But when Sambit and Hladani of Swarup Shakti by Krishna himself or by devotee touches that thing, then it becomes illuminated, otherwise not. What became the management? Where Harikatha?